You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And today I wanted to talk about how my definition of wealth has changed over the years. So I grew up in a communist country in Lithuania where there wasn't much at the time. So it was the 90s. Lithuania was going through a transition, so it was turning capitalist little by little, but still people didn't really have much, and I was one of those people. And I remember in my school, whoever had the most things was the wealthiest, and I was not one of them. So I had only limited amount of clothes, really. I think every year my parents would buy me one new set, and that was it. If that, because I was growing. But other than that, I didn't really have much more. And I remember looking at the kids who had more than me, and I was thinking, wow, they are so wealthy. Look at them. They're rich. They're wealthy. They have so much. And going to their houses as well and seeing all those things. And I remember thinking about wealth as that, as having many things, many clothes, many pairs of shoes. So I was associating back then status and wealth with having stuff. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. I actually moved to Spain during my teenage years. So after I finished my university, in my 20s, I started traveling a lot. And then I really was associating those experiences with being wealthy, and the wealthier you are, the more you could travel and so on. So what also I was doing, I was proving my wealth through posting those experiences. I was posting photos on Facebook back then. Facebook was a big thing, and Instagram when it later came in. And I was kind of like showing where I have been, where I have traveled to. Because I think at the time, in my 20s, I was still craving for some kind of external validation. And I'm realizing that now. At the time, it used to be the normal thing, right? I am showing where I have been, that I flew business class, that I was staying in that hotel, in this resort. I don't know when the turning point happened exactly, but it was somewhere like maybe late 20s, early 30s that I started traveling full time. So I decided to leave Europe and move to Australia. And I realized that wealth isn't actually about showing off and isn't about things at all. Because still in my 20s, I was purchasing things as well, and I was still having stuff. And I thought that that was also some kind of wealth. But then I disassociated material things from wealth totally during maybe my late 20s, early 30s, and I started moving towards minimalism. So at the moment, I don't own any expensive things, maybe my Mac, that's the most expensive thing I own, but because I actually needed to do my projects, this podcast, I do need my Mac. But other than that, I don't really own anything expensive. If my phone was to break, if my Kindle was to break, obviously I would get the new one. But other than that, in terms of clothing, shoes, I don't actually own anything expensive. I don't actually want to own anything expensive. I realize that the less I have, the freer I feel, because if I wanted to drop my life one day and just go and travel or just go hiking for 6 months, I could do that because I wouldn't feel attached to those things. I don't own a house. I don't own a flat. I don't own a car. I own my bicycle, but that's very cheap and it takes me to where I want to go. So that's great. And I can leave it at night in the zone 2 in London. My area is quite, it's not rough, but it's not very safe. However, I can lock my bicycle at night in the middle of the street and I know that the next morning I'll find it there. So that's how cheap my bicycle is, really. So I don't have to worry that I won't have a vehicle the next morning because it's always there. I was also reflecting on what wealth meant to me today. Wealth is actually freedom to travel lightly and to live lightly, not to depend on things. And wealth is to have time for hiking, to have peaceful mornings, to enjoy your morning with a coffee, unbothered, to not to have to be anywhere, to not to have a cramped schedule where you have to just glance at your watch and just continuously see if you're going to be late to some event or anything else, to have my health. I realize that wealth is actually my health. And if I don't have my health, I don't have anything. And this is also due to the recent scare that I had that made me realize how important it is to nourish myself well, to sleep well, to live a stress-free life. I've been taking health for granted for so long and I want to focus on having a good health. And owning my time, really. This is my wealth. Not having a boss to tell me what to do, dictating my days, dictating whether I can take holiday or not. That's wealth to me. And wealth is also working on passion projects like this podcast or translating books. Both activities I really enjoy and I really enter to a flow state when I'm producing my podcast or when I'm translating a book. However, unfortunately, those activities, they don't bring that much money, if at all. But I would love to have that freedom, to have the time to actually do all those activities. I would love that. And I've also realized that at this moment of time, I'm actually craving internal validation rather than external. So I recently went on a trip and I didn't even post about it. And I realized how much have I changed because that trip was a life changer for me and I didn't post it anywhere because I didn't want anybody to know. Why would they want to know about that? It's for me. It's something that I did for myself and not for others, not for their likes. So to close this episode, I wanted to say that my idea of wealth is very simple now. Time, health, freedom, and peace. And your definition of wealth might be different from my definition of wealth, which is great because not everybody's wealth definition is the same. We are different people and we are unique beings. We're not following herds here. So I wanted to invite you to reflect. What is your definition of wealth? How do you define wealth? And what is important to you? Because to that is what you have to dedicate your time and energy. So if this resonated with you and you want to talk about your money journey, I'm opening up a few free coaching spots. just message me on Instagram, One Step Wealthier, or email onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just a chat. And I hope that my today's reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation, and this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any life or financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.